From Carol McKinney Public Media in Oviedo, Florida.
When children are abused or neglected or abandoned, it may be necessary to remove them from their family to a safer environment. That temporary haven can be provided in a foster home with foster parents. The children may someday be reunited with their families or adopted into a new family, but until then, foster care gives them the support they need. I'm Desta Horner. In Florida, the state provides funds for local organizations to manage child welfare, adoption, and foster care. For Seminole County, that local organization is Community-Based Care of Seminole. The CBC coordinates a partnership of agencies that currently provide services to 450 abused, neglected, and abandoned children in Seminole County. From the Children's Home Society to Boys Town to counseling centers and foster homes, more than 35 agencies work to ensure that each child can flourish in a safe environment. Of the 450 abused, neglected, or abandoned children each year in Seminole County, many are placed with relatives or in a group home or given counseling that assists the family to stay together. But 100 children are taken from that dangerous living environment and placed in a foster home. Stephanie Weinstein, her husband Jeffrey, and their two sons opened their home 12 years ago and have been caring for foster children of all ages ever since. When baby Laura came to their house 8 years ago, they adopted her, and she became Laura Weinstein. Currently, the Weinsteins are fostering a 2-year-old girl. Stephanie and her daughter Laura recently came to the Community-Based Care Service Center in Sanford, Florida, to talk about the foster care program. I asked Stephanie what motivated her to become a foster parent.
From when I started 12 years ago, there's always been a great need here in the state of Florida for abandoned and abused and neglected children. Some parents just can't keep the children in their home for safety issues or other issues, and it's better that they reside in a foster home so that the children can be safe. I said to myself, we had very good jobs. We have a very nice home. And the first and foremost thing that I thought about is that we were very good parents to our own children. I said, you know, there's just a really need for people who are going to stick by the kids no matter what. And that's when we started 12 years ago. We took the MAP class and got our first foster care child about a year later. Kids come into foster care with a complex, sometimes, of problems, even at very young ages. Some could be health concerns that have been untreated, and it would be very time-consuming, medical issues for the children. Children that are abused by their parents have emotional problems, sometimes mental health issues, obviously behavioral problems. Some of the kids that we get into care are very, very behind educationally because of the neglect. And that means when your agency calls you for a child, you need to really think about it. You need to think about vacations. You need to think about every aspect of your life. Your job, how are your own children doing in school? Why was the child removed? So that you can have some kind of idea prior to the child coming to you so that you can devote the time and energy into that child. It is a full-time job. And when I mean stick by a child, I mean from when the child is sheltered into foster care to reunification or adoption goal until that child has permanency. And sometimes that can take up to 12 to 16 months. Whether it be that the foster family adopts a child, whether that the parents work their case plan and go back home with their parents, whether the child goes to an aunt, uncle, or grandparent, a family, or relative. And those are very, very important that we as foster parents see those children through those transitions and never give up on them. The advantages of becoming a foster parent are that you can truly change a child's life. Let's say the child never gets removed and never knows another life that's out there, what it's like to not grow up in dysfunction or abuse, abandonment, or neglect. Even living conditions for some children are very hard, and then they're given those opportunities that they might not have necessarily been able to have in their own home.
You've said that there's a lot of benefits to being a foster parent, but the most of those benefits are emotional or psychological or fill your heart.
Yes.
But what about financial?
Financially, you get between $14 and $18 a day on average. Different counties pay different amounts. depending, I'm sure, on their budgets and different things that go on. But financially, no. It's not a monetary reward.
What's going to happen when the state of Florida and other states that are in severe financial circumstances right now, with all the budgetary cuts, is this a threat to those who are in the foster care program?
Yes. I mean, ultimately, it can put our kids further at risk with their families if we do not have the funds to have protective service worker goes out and have the counselors and have the services in place for the foster care children. Yes, it puts them more at risk. It puts the financial burden, you know, right now with the economy the way it is, people are less reluctant to call the hotline on other families when they know that there are things going on to children that aren't okay. And it does put those children at risk.
Can you see that there is a problem, more of a problem, when there's the high unemployment?
Yes, we have gotten an influx of children.
You've agreed to take children into your home, adopted one, have a foster care child as the other, and two of your own children. That can be very stressful. Is there a stress that comes with being a foster parent?
Yes, there is. Absolutely. And that's why you need to have open communications with your agencies. Personally, our family, we go to monthly meetings. We talk about our challenges that are going on in our home. I have particular people on my case right now for the little two-year-old that I have in my home as people that I can kind of bounce things off of and talk about the way that I'm feeling, voice my concerns about stuff. Here in Seminole County, they make it very open-door policy. You call if you're feeling overwhelmed or if you are feeling stressed out.
So there are services provided to the parents in a foster family as well as services provided to the children.
Absolutely.
In your case, you had a foster child and you adopted that foster child.
I did.
How long was Laura with you before you decided the adoption?
2 years. We had two boys of our own and we always knew that we wanted a girl. And I do particularly foster girls. And Laura came to us. She was very young. And when they said that the mother and the father's rights were going to be terminated, we proceeded to file our adoption home study and adopt her.
I forgot you do have to have a release of parental rights from the biological family. So that even if you fell in love with Laura, if the parents want her back, you don't have a choice. You must return her to her family.
Correct. If the courts deem it appropriate that the mother and father have completed a case plan and completed their tasks and got the help that they needed, the children are oftentimes returned. Yes.
What do you personally do when you have made an emotional investment into a child and then you have to hand that child back?
The particular case that I have right now in my home has been 9 months. So it has been a very, very long time. The child is very bonded to us. And what I start doing is I start introducing myself to the parents at the visits. Sometimes I'll bring sandwiches for everybody or a little snack and something to drink. And when the child sees the foster parent and the parents together, there's a real sense of ease to that child.
In other words, if the foster parent is okay with the biological parent, that almost gives a stamp of approval.
That is correct.
It fosters a harmony. So
that
the child
correct.
Doesn't feel like I'm being ripped away or I'm being given to some strangers.
That is correct.
Everybody's all together on the same page.
Absolutely. And it makes a world of difference. I've worked a lot of reunification cases in my home, built great relationships with the parents. Some of our clients that we do when we remove their children, they are very violent people. And sometimes you don't have the same opportunities that you would with a family that was removed for other circumstances. So there are different levels and limits to that relationship that you could have with parents. Me personally, as a foster parent, no matter what, I would always keep my family safe, but I would always try to engage some form of relationship with the parents because it is in the best interest of the child, and that's why we do this.
So you do your best to make sure that the original biological bond doesn't get split away.
Absolutely. It is nice when you build a relationship with the parents, and a lot of times I've gotten phone calls, and they say the kid is doing wonderful, or they'll send me a photograph, which is really nice to see. I have a lot of grandparents that keep in contact with me.
What about bonding with other members of the family? So in other words, aunts, uncles.
Yes, my mom and dad are in town, and they love the foster care kids as much as we do, and it's really a loss for the whole family. But it is. It's definitely, it affects your whole family.
Well, let's move now to Laura. First of all, Laura, what grade are you in?
Third.
What school do you go to?
Since Jim Elementary.
When did you come to live with your foster parents, which are now your real parents?
Well, I'm 8 now, so probably about 8 years ago.
So you came when you were a brand new baby.
Yep.
You've never known any other parent.
Mm-hmm.
I see. Tell me about what it's like to live in the Weinstein family.
It's fun because I get to have a lot of brothers and sisters to play with.
Well, now you have two brothers that always are going to stay. But what about the brothers and sisters, particularly the sisters, who come and go? How does that feel?
When they leave, it's really sad.
Do you get to know them pretty well when they're there?
Yep. They're mostly babies.
You have a foster sister who's African-American. Do you ever explain that to your friends?
My friends do know about her because I have a best friend that she comes with us. She goes to my house and we drive them to school and they pick me up and they ride across the street, so they drop me off.
Does your friend think that this is strange, that there's this African-American sister?
No.
If it is decided that she stays with your family, will it be harder on her than it was on you to be an adopted child?
Yes.
Why?
Because people might come and ask questions, and sometimes we won't find out a way to answer them.
Do you think that if stays with you until, say, she's 5 or 6, should she be given the right to say yes or no?
Yes.
Why?
Because, well, she's the person that's going to be going to stay with her family, and if she doesn't want to go to that family, she probably won't like it.
Do your friends at school know that you're adopted?
Yes. My mom and dad have been very open about my adoption with me.
Can you tell me why you told them that you're adopted?
Because most of them are really close friends.
How did it come up?
My mom are always mostly talking to the principal and the assistant principal and my teachers about it.
Do you think there's a difference between an adopted child and one who's a biological part of a family?
No, because it's like the family that you live in is the family that you'll have forever, so it's like a regular family.
You were lucky to get Laura when she was so young, and she just integrated right into your family and became...
Yes.
She's no different from your two boys.
Yes.
But other foster families take children who are 7, 8, 12, 15, mm-hmm. can go into foster care.
Mm-hmm.
How do you think foster families develop a sense of security in a child who's come from a disruptive situation?
Consistency, love, and like I said in the beginning, seeing them through till either reunification or the child goes with another family member.
Sometimes kids can act out.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do in those circumstances? They're disrupting your family. They
parent them just like you would parent your own. We've taken all ages of children. In fact, last year I took in a 16-year-old young lady, and she has graduated from high school and now is in college. Yes, they do come with a lot of problems, but we stuck by her no matter what. And she is hopefully going to be very successful.
The research data shows it's going to be a hard road for her, the incidence of pregnancy, the incidence mm-hmm. of unemployment, and so on.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to be there for her, even
yes.
though she's not part of your family? She's not part of the system anymore.
That is correct. She is aged out of foster care, and yes, she is still very much a part of our family. When she falls down, we assist her and help her back up like we would do any of our other children. That's one thing great about foster care. If you are truly a devoted foster parent, any child that's left my home, if they ever needed our help, I have another young lady that just moved to New Jersey to be a dean of a school, just graduated from Rollins University here, and I fostered her baby sister. And she is 27 now. And yes, she fell, and it was hard for her, but she has become a very successful adult. Just because we necessarily don't adopt a child, older children that we've had in our home, we always tell them, no matter what, you're always a part of our family. You can call us. We'll come pick you up. We'll keep in contact with you, even if they go back to their biological parents.
Why do you think that more people don't volunteer to be foster parents? I mean, it obviously has enriched your life. It's given you a daughter, if nothing else.
I think people in society today are very unaware of child abuse, abandonment, and neglect here in our country and in the state of Florida. I just don't think that people have the awareness of the needs that our children have in the community. When you bring people aware and you explain the different programs that we offer for kids that can come into foster care, I always recruit foster parents, obviously. I would be, you know, talking to people if I felt that they were interested in foster care. Someone that worked with children out of a group home in Osceola County approached us about becoming a foster parent.
And so most of the time it comes from personal contact saying,
correct.
Wouldn't you like to be, rather than people coming off the street and saying, hey, I've suddenly got an inspiration.
Correct. It is a true need here in the county and in all three of our main counties, Osceola, Orange, and Seminole as well.
We've posted pictures of Stephanie Weinstein on the CMF website, along with the full extended interview with her. We've also included links to other websites offering more information related to this feature. Should you wish to comment on this podcast, we have provided an online process for you to offer your reaction to this feature. You may also wish to email a link to this feature to someone who might value hearing it. If you wish to contact CMF Media, click on the Contact tab and send us an email. While at the website, we encourage you to visit our archive section for more stories about the people, politics, and history of our community. And while you're there, consider subscribing to the program content using the RSS feed we provide for your feed reader, or subscribe using iTunes. Once subscribed, you will be alerted immediately to each new feature we produce and a post. You may prefer to subscribe to CMF's free e-letter so that we may keep you up to date on new programs as they are posted, or stay in touch by following CMF on Twitter and Facebook. CMF Public Media is a nonprofit, publicly supported charity. Information about CMF is available on the homepage of the website. For CMF Public Media, this is Desta Horner.
Support for Carol McKinney Public Media is made possible in part with funding from Edith Bush Charitable Foundation, recognized for creating innovative civic solutions that help people help themselves.
And by the Friends of Carol McKinney, who encourage you to make a tax-deductible gift in support of the programming activities of Carol McKinney Foundation for Public Media.
You may give online at cmfmedia.org, where you may also see a complete list of those friends in the donor section of the website.
This podcast is a presentation of Carol McKinney Foundation for Public Media, Incorporated.
Visit cmfmedia.org for more information.
This is Judith Delora Smith for CMF Public Media.
And this is Michael Hominick.